Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This morning, we're going to be chatting about an online financial planning program to help you get ready for the holiday season and also some tips for harvesting and storing seeds if you have some favorite plants in your garden you'd like to keep and replant for next year. First off, the program Money Smart When Money is Short begins November 29th. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, over half of Iowans reported feeling anxious about finances, and just under half reported feeling stressed about discussing finances. As you may imagine, both the anxiety and stress level of Iowans is greater as a result of COVID-19, especially around finances with folks who have found themselves unemployed or with a reduced income. ISU Extension and Outreach is hosting an online program called Money Smart, What to Do When Money is Short. This program begins on Monday, November 29th, and is a three-session series. It will be hosted from 10 to 11 a.m. on Monday the 29th, Tuesday the 30th, and Wednesday, December 1st. Participation in the workshop is free and open to the public, but pre-registration is required by Sunday evening, November 28th. You can find that information on how to register on the ISU Extension homepage. The program targets anyone who may have concerns with paying bills, dealing with reduced income, deciding which bills and monthly expenses to pay first, managing a tight budget, and trying to make all of your monthly payments. The topics of the three sessions include prioritizing bills, protecting credit, and managing debt. After completing the workshop series, you'll have the strategies and tools to get control of your day-to-day and month-to-month finances. The end goal of the program is to help manage money effectively, make better financial decisions, and live your life according to your financial priorities. Again, sessions are free, but you have to pre-register the day prior to the class. That program, again, Money Smart When Money is Short, happening Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, November 29th, 30th, and December 1st, from 10 to 11 a.m. No cost, just pre-register in advance. And next up, if you're like many home gardeners, you have some favorite plants that you like to save and bring back to your garden year after year. One of the many ways to do this is by harvesting and storing seeds from vegetables and flowers to replant next year. Late growing season is a great time to collect seeds from vegetables or flowers. Seed saving allows gardeners to preserve heirloom varieties of their favorite plants from year to year. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists have some tips on the basics of harvesting, preparing, and storing seed. First of all, keep in mind that it is easiest to save seeds from varieties of plants that are open pollinated. They typically resemble the parent plant as long as they're not allowed to cross-pollinate with another variety. Self-pollinated varieties of plants are easier to save seed from than cross-pollinated plants. Beans, lettuce, peas, tomatoes, and peppers are great vegetables for beginning seed savers. Flowers that are great for seed saving include marigold, zinnia, morning glory, cleome, nasturtium, poppy, snapdragon, and sunflower. The precise timing of seed harvest will vary from species to species. You should collect seed after the seed has been allowed to reach full maturity. Just as flowers and fruit form at different times, seeds will also mature at different times. You want to collect individual pod or fruits that contain seeds throughout the growing season as they mature. When they are in dry husks or pods, leave them on the plant to dry as long as possible, but if conditions become too cold or wet, you can harvest the entire plant and hang them to allow the seeds to fully mature in controlled climate indoors. You should also harvest seeds from the best performing plants in your garden. Save seeds from the plants with the best color, tastiest fruit, or other most desirable forms. Also save seed from plants that are showing few disease symptoms. This will ensure future generations will perform well in your garden and produce long-term traits for desirable plants, flowers, and fruits. Once you've harvested the seed, the cleaning methods will vary. If you have seeds in dry fruits, such as lettuce, radish, beans, peas, and coal crops, you can dry process those, separating the mature seed from the chaff by threshing, smashing, or shelling it. The screen with a colander sieve or other screen can also be used to separate the seed from the extra chaff. You may want to do this several times to remove as much as possible. On the other hand, if you have seeds in fleshy fruit, such as tomatoes, peppers, squash, and melon, those may be harvested by wet processing. You cut the fruit open and remove the seeds once the plant is ripe. Place the seeds in a large bowl, add water, and agitate to separate the pulp from the seeds. The plant debris pulp and non-viable seeds will float to the surface, and you can skim those off the top. Repeat the process until the water is fairly clear. In addition, some species like squash will benefit from soaking the seeds for a few hours to loosen the pulp clinging to the seeds, while other species like tomatoes may need to be fermented to break down and loosen that gelatinous covering around the seed. Once all of the material has been removed, the seeds can be rinsed using running water and a colander or screen. Once the seeds are clean, you want to dry them as quickly as possible, so spread them over screens, coffee filters, sheet pans, or plywood, and put them in a space with good airflow. Do not dry them on paper or cardboard, as they will stick, and do not dry them at high temperatures or in direct sunlight. Once they are fully clean and dry, they can be stored. Proper storage conditions for seeds are essential to maintaining viability and keeping a good germination rate at planting time in future years. Seeds in general should be kept cool and dry. Before putting it away, it should be fully dry. Place in a labeled envelope, place an equal amount of silica gel in a separate envelope, and then place both envelopes into a clean glass jar and seal shut. After 1 to 2 weeks, the seed should be sufficiently dry for storage. Remove the silica gel and return the envelope to the glass jar. Some seeds may dry sufficiently using a fan. Avoid using a food dehydrator, as they will usually get too warm and damage or cook the seeds. A sealed glass jar can keep excess moisture out and protect seeds from pests. Store in a cool, dry location, such as a cool closet, root cellar, or refrigerator. If you have questions about the germination rates of your seed, you can test them about 1 month prior to planting to make sure you're going to get a good germination rate. Again, you can find more details on harvesting and storing seeds on the ISU Extension Horticulture page and get all the tips you need to save your favorite plants for planting next year. For more information on all of those upcoming programs through ISU Extension or here locally in Cass County, visit the ISU Extension website, the Cass County Extension website, follow Cass County Extension on Facebook or on Instagram, give us a call 712-243-1132 or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.